Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. 4 weeks from today, on November 4th, American voters go to the polls. The pace of the presidential campaign is picking up, and in some quarters, the campaign rhetoric is getting harsher. Neil Strauser reports from Chicago.
Ever more loudly, President Carter is insisting there is a difference. But with Ronald Reagan refusing to debate, there's a clear White House fear showing that the time is growing too short to demonstrate it. 29 days aren't long, Mr. Carter told a Chicago fundraiser last night, and the message is difficult to get across, he said, in the hurly-burly of a campaign. And so he raised his rhetoric.
This is my last campaign, the last political race that I will ever run. I do not intend for it to end by turning the government of the United States over to people whose political philosophy and views about this country are directly contrary to everything in which I believe with all my heart and soul. We must work together because the alternative is too doubtful, too bleak to contemplate.
You must decide whether the nation is unified, said Mr. Carter, or if I lose, whether Americans might be separated black from white, Jew from Christian, North from South, rich from poor. The volume is rising, and with just 4 weeks to go, Mr. Carter added trips to Florida, New York, Illinois, and Missouri in the next few days as he tries to make someone hear. Neil Strauser, CBS News, with the Carter campaign.
The president is back at the White House today while Reagan campaigns in Pennsylvania and Ohio. Stephanie Shelton reports that yesterday in Connecticut, the Republican nominee was appealing for the ethnic vote, and he's doing the same thing today.
Reagan again showed his drawing power in heavily Democratic ethnic areas as he strolled through New Haven, Connecticut's small Italian-American section, an area that's become a symbol of neighborhood solidarity beyond state borders, aides say, because of its residents' refusal to move out when urban renewal came in during the 1950s. The search for the ethnic vote continues today. Reagan talking to Polish Americans in Pennsylvania and steel workers and coal miners in Steubenville, Ohio, a city aides say that is 62% Italian American. Ohio is a major battleground in this presidential election, and Reagan aides say right now it appears to be leaning toward their man. But the candidate will be taking no chances, spending a lot of time in Ohio between now and November 4th, hoping to consolidate his apparent appeal to conservative but normally Democratic ethnics into concrete Republican votes. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, with the Reagan campaign in Trevose, Pennsylvania.
The latest CBS News New York Times poll paints a bright picture for Reagan in his home state with its 45 electoral votes, and we'll hear about that from Leslie Stahl.
The California poll is not encouraging for President Carter. It gives Reagan a 12-point lead, 40-28%, with John Anderson trailing behind with 11%. More than one-fifth of the California electorate remains undecided. The Carter campaign is running anti-Reagan TV ads in California, intended to revive negative feelings toward the former governor. But the California electorate overwhelmingly remembers Reagan as doing a good job as governor. Even the Democrats split evenly on that question. As for the Democrats, the polls show the president holding only half of them. And although he is clearly ahead among union families, he is not doing any better than he did 4 years ago when he lost the state. He is way ahead among blacks, but another larger group essential to the president's chances may not vote. Less than half of the state's Hispanics are registered. Mr. Carter's real problems in the state show up among whites. The poll finds Reagan with a 2-to-1 lead. Some Carter strategists have urged that the money budgeted for California be transferred to other, more promising states. Leslie Stahl, CBS News, New York.
The poll has a margin of sampling error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. CBS News correspondent Bob Faw, covering the Anderson campaign, reports that the independent candidate is having trouble drumming up support among black leaders. He's baffled that more of them haven't endorsed him. Faw says Anderson is no longer troubled by the possibility that the black vote he siphons away from the president could tip the election to Reagan. Anderson suggests that Mr. Carter's tactics in trying to keep Anderson off the ballot and out of campaign debates smack of the Nixon White House. Iraqi forces are still on the move today inside Iran's most strategically important region. Both sides are rushing in reinforcements. Larry Pintak reports from Baghdad.
The fall of Khorram Shah deprives Iran of one of its main oil ports and helps Baghdad solidify its control over the Shatt al-Arab. Fighting continues along the waterway this morning, Iraqi troops are consolidating their position at the port and attempting to silence the remaining pockets of resistance in the city itself. Iraq is now expected to turn its attention to winning nearby Abadan, where the Middle East's largest refinery has been largely destroyed by artillery bombardment. Should Abadan fall, Tehran will be cut off from the bulk of its oil resources. Iraqi armored columns have been moving toward the area all weekend, and bridge-building equipment has been sighted on the Iraqi side of the river in preparation for the final assault. Larry Pintak, CBS News, Baghdad.
Jordan's King Hussein has declared open and full support for Iraq, the first Arab chief of state to take that step. Hussein has ordered mobilization of all transport vehicles to bring food and supplies to the Iraqi army. This morning, a Kuwaiti newspaper quotes Jordanian sources as saying that Jordan has massed 40,000 troops on the Iraqi border, along with heavy tanks and ground-to-air missiles, for use against Iran if requested by Baghdad. A Saudi newspaper this morning says Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates have jointly agreed to raise their crude oil production by a total of 3 million barrels a day. They now produce about 12.5 million barrels daily combined. The increase, reported, would offset most of the losses caused by the Iranian-Iraqi war. Researchers at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore have announced some remarkable advances against certain types of cancer, types that fail to respond to conventional treatment. CBS News science and medicine correspondent Charles Crawford reports on this entirely new kind of therapy.
The new treatment is being tested on liver, nerve cell, bone, and lung cancers. The most dramatic results are seen in advanced liver cancer patients, where the malignancy usually kills within 3 to 4 months. At Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, the experimental therapy has more than doubled the expected survival time. The technique, called radiation immunology, involves exposing laboratory animals to ferritin, a human protein found in a number of malignant tumors. The animals produce antibodies against ferritin, which are isolated. Iodine-131 is added, and the patient receives an injection of the now radioactive antibodies. The cancer-killing magic bullet concentrates at the site of the tumor. Normal healthy tissue is not affected, and there are virtually no side effects from the internal radiation. X-rays show a sharp reduction in the size of the tumor, and in some cases, the cancer all but disappears. The Johns Hopkins team says it's ready to treat as many as 100 advanced liver cancer patients a year, and within 5 to 10 years, expects to see the radioactive magic bullet in use against many other forms of cancer. Charles Crawford, CBS News, New York.
The price of gold went up just a bit today on the European markets. It was fixed in London at $679.50 an ounce. The dollar gained against all the major foreign currencies, including the yen.
CBS News. President Carter receives a foreign visitor, the president of Nigeria. Important to the administration for two reasons: real oil and possible votes. I'm Richard C. Hottlett, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Nigeria is the largest and richest African country, a major oil producer, and a leading force in opposition to South Africa's apartheid policy of racial segregation. Nigeria's president, Alhaji Shehu Shagari, was warmly received at the White House this morning. More from Rita Flynn.
The decision to invite Nigerian President Shagari to the White House is viewed as a good political move, allowing Mr. Carter to be identified with the aims of a respected black African leader whose opposition to apartheid and racism are well known by many blacks in the United States. During a welcoming ceremony at the White House this morning, Mr. Carter talked about what he called the two countries' shared concept of human rights.
The sharing of concepts of freedom, the concepts of equality of opportunity, the concepts of the elimination of racial discrimination in our own nations and throughout the world, the basic concepts of human rights have been exemplified by the orderly development during this last 20 years of this great nation.
During talks with the Nigerian president today, Mr. Carter is likely to explore the possibility of increased oil production in Nigeria, a country which ranks as the United States' second largest foreign oil supplier after Saudi Arabia. Rita Flynn, CBS News, the White House.
News from the campaign trail after this.
I'm Dick Van Patten. A while back, I wrote Oldsmobile and told them that our families owned Oldsmobiles in the past, and we loved them. So darned if they didn't ask me to try out their new 1981 Delta 88. Well, it's some family car. Room and comfort for all of us. And what's more, it's priced for a family, too. And that standard V6 is a real miser on gas. Yep, I call this new Olds Delta 88 the family car that didn't forget the family. And I like that.
We've had one built for you.
Wish I had an hour to tell you about it.
Oldsmobile.
The EPA estimated mileage for the standard V6 is 19, highway estimate 28. Remember, compare the estimated MPG of 19 to the estimated MPG of other cars. The actual mileage you get may be different. Actual highway mileage will probably be less than the estimated highway fuel economy.
With the presidential election less than a month away, the two leading candidates have been trading accusations. Ronald Reagan says the president, quote, jimmied wholesale price figures to make the economy look better. Mr. Carter warns that if he's turned out of the White House, the nation will be left divided, black from white, north from south. Independent John Anderson says he's appalled by the low level the campaign has taken.
As a presidential candidate, I don't want to get involved in those particular matters. But I think that Mr. Carter's desperate attempt to reduce the campaign to absurd simplicities is really masking his own fear that he now is not going to win the election. And I believe, on the basis of what I am reading, that his fear is well-founded.
Anderson, speaking to a meeting of newspaper editors and publishers in Boston, also said he is in the race to stay. New attacks against Jews were reported in France today as thousands massed in Paris to protest the resurgence of anti-Semitism in the past few weeks. Police say that a Molotov cocktail was thrown at a Jewish-owned grocery store in Grenoble in northern France, as well as incidents of vandalism to Jewish homes and stores in several smaller cities. A group of white students is boycotting South Boston High School for a second day, demanding the school resume using detectors to be sure other pupils are not carrying knives. The headmaster opposes the idea, saying, "We're not running a concentration camp here." Several students were hurt last week when a fight broke out between blacks and whites. Stocks and other news after this.
Discover quality.
And discover great value, too, with Ben Franklin's item of the month for October. Regal's handy 10-inch sauté pan with the Silverstone easy-to-clean non-stick surface that won't scratch or chip and a handle that stays cool. Only $5 this month at participating Ben Franklin stores.
Discover.
The stands are packed. There's some sort of commotion. Oh, I see. A man is waving around some twin packs of Sony videotape. You see, Jim, participating Sony dealers are now featuring buy two and save twin packs of Sony L500, L750, L830 Beta cassettes. And that's causing the excitement. Jim, no one knows more about Beta cassettes than Sony. Sony invented them. That's why you get picture-perfect pictures. Jim, the whole place is rushing out to get buy two and save twin packs of Sony Beta cassettes. Jim?
Greater Iraqi air activity reported from the battlefront today. Iraqi jets reportedly strafing fuel depots and the television station in Abadan. The fate of Huram Shah is in doubt. The Iraqis now claim to control the port entirely. The Iranians call that a brazen lie. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average down 3.50. Volume on the big board, nearly 25 million shares. The Dow Jones stands at 962.20. Richard C. Hottle at CBS News.